Boker Tov, everyone. We are up to page 108. We're still in the middle of Siman Ayin Reish Hey, Sif Aleph. We're talking about the things that are also to do La'or Aner, certain gezeiros that Chazal made in order not to come to light your candles, meaning to tilt the oil, to tilt the candle in order to get the oil back into the wick. Therefore, certain things that you are not allowed to do because we're afraid you're going to come to the things you have to ma'ayin in very well. So we're talking about over here in Sif Aleph, mentioned two things, Mimaf L'Kalev, which is not so shy as today, which is checking for lice in your clothing. And then the more common case is someone wants to read next to the candles. That is also going to be usher. Today we're going to start discussing the certain aterim we have, why we apply it nowadays. So one is the end of Sif Dalet already points out that back in the day, they had better oils than other oils. Says over here the Mishnah Berurah, three lines from the bottom before it gets why. We call Malcolm nearly, Divinero Satovim Shalanu. Our good candles, Shikorn Starin, Mutter Likros Livneam the Kuli Alma, everyone agree you could read next to these candles, Delo Shayach Shemayata. Because these candles are not Shayach Shemayata, you don't need to tilt the candles, they light well, they stay lit, and therefore there's no reason to Shemayata. Rakvid Dover should darko lahato sleepamim. Only by a candle that you sometimes tilt in order that it lights better, that's what you have to worry about, Michal. Kadeshi Yadli Yav. If you have good oils, you don't have to do ataya at all. And there are you don't have to play around with the candle anymore. The light is a very clear, good light, and therefore there's no shaykh for this gzera. Based on this, not only by our good oils, like we have lamp oils nowadays that are very good, paraffin oil and things like this that we put in our candles. You don't have to be ma'imata nowadays. Those also, perhaps, according to this Mishnah Berurah, would be fine, but kal v'chomer, by Nayos Chashmali, okay, when no one has to tilt their light bulbs in order to get them working, therefore, reading next to a light bulb would not be shaykh to this gezeira, and therefore, it's going to be totally beseder gomor to go ahead and read next to electric lights, and therefore, once they're doing that, even if our candles were part of there, no one's reading next to our candles. They might be adding extra light over here. For sure, you do not have to worry about Shema Yat. Okay, perhaps you shouldn't read right next to the candles, just using them. If your lights, your Shabbos lights go off, maybe not to read right next to the candles. However, once again, if you have good candles, good oils, like most people do, there is still room to be mako, even by this. Rishlomo Zalman said that even if you have a light, like you have the dimmers, you know, the difference, which is shayach, that you might dim it. It's not part of the gzeira over here, because you don't need to do that. It's not because you're afraid the light's gonna go out. Therefore, there was no gzeira in this, where Shlomo Zalman said that is also going to be mutter, and therefore, reading by, electronic lights are all going to be good nowadays. Let's move on now to Sif Beis. Now, even if you're dealing with, oils that are not so good, and you still have the gzeira Shemayata, says the Mechaber based on the Gemara Vidaf Ke'echot. This is only by a single person reading next to the candles. Aval shnayim korim biyachad of two. People are reading together. They're having a chavrusin a sefer. Sheim ba'echa lahatos. If Reuven gets up to go ahead and tilt the candle so they can't see very well, yaskirenu chaveru. So Shimon's going to remind him, no, Shimon, the Reuven, don't do that. You can't tilt the candle, and therefore it's going to be good. However, based on the Gemara, says the Mechaber over here, v'ushe korim bin yinecha. That's only if they're learning together the same topic. Therefore, each person is paying attention to the other person because they're sort of learning together. If this guy's reading his book and this guy's reading his book, they're doing different things, then that would not be shaykh this heter because they're two different inyanim. Now, adds the Raman, not only different inyanim, he says, v'yesh orin de b'shnei svarim. If they're learning Gemara together, and they're each learning from their own Gemara, says the Rama, that's also not going to be a heter, because only when they're sharing the same Gemara, if they're sharing the same Sefer, that's where you have that. So you have a machlokus over here between the Mechaber and the Rama, where the Mechaber says, as long as they're learning Be'inyan Echad, even to Svarim, that's still going to be good, one friend will remind the other friend. According to the Rama, he goes with the Rishonim Mahol, that's only going to be if they're reading from the same Sefer. They're sharing a Sefer, that's when the Rama start. If you have a group of people, they want to read Piyutim, they want to say Tehillim, they want to do other Piyutim on Lil Shabbos and Yontif, you would not be allowed to, if everyone's got their own Siddur or their own Piyutim, it's not going to be good. V'chei Nagu, and that is the Minag over here, because these Piyutim are less known. People don't know them. As opposed to, let's say, a Siddur, and you know, you basically know the words, and you just tell the Siddur just helps you along with the material. Siv Gimel. Im Yesh Acher Imo Afilo Eino Korah. V'omer Lo. Tain dat chai alai shalo ate mutter. Okay? So over here, this hetter is different. The first case, they didn't discuss it amongst themselves. They were just learning together. If you have two people learning together, the same inyan, that's mutter. Over here, you have two people and the guy knows they're not really allowed to read next to the candles. So he says like this, he says to his friend, you're my shomer. You watch over me to make sure that I don't come to go ahead and tilt the candle. That's another heter, even if they're not learning the same thing. Even if, just as long as he's in the same room with him, he could just be, you're my shomer to make sure that I don't go ahead and tilt the candle. That's the thing. Yehi b'yesh achimo, a feeling of kori, not reading together with him. V'omer lo tein dai to alai. Put your das on and pay attention to me. Shalo ata that I won't come to tilt. Mutter. That's going to be mutter. V'adini momar kein lishto. You can use your wife for also for this. If you say to your wife, please pay attention. That I don't go ahead and tilt the candle. That is also going to be mutter. Okay? Why would you think not your wife? Steve Cotton and Alice is clomer. Shalo tomar to isha daita krova atzlo. Veinu mishmarto. You say the wife's going to let him do what he wants because she wants to be nice to her husband and she's not going to watch over him. No, that's not going to be the case. You could rely on your wife. For this, it's Kleb Seder Gum. Siv Dal. Adam Choshev. If you have an Adam Choshev, once again, we don't have so shaykhs to these halachas so much nowadays. We don't read next to the candles. But I guess back in the day, the only people who would tilt candles, it was like a lowly thing to do. Therefore, an Adam Choshev would never be tilting candles in order to read a little bit better. He would have used the light, whatever was there. Therefore, it says if someone's an Adam Choshev, Shein Darko Bechol Atos, even during the week, he doesn't tilt candles, Mutter Bechol Gavna, and therefore another Heter over here for Adam Choshev, he would be allowed to go ahead and do this. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that this Heter is not such a strong Heter, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkot and Yud Beis. He says, Perush, Shebaruhu Shein Darko Afes Alimut, even when he's learning, he doesn't tilt. Avo Mistam Alo Amrinin Kan, only if this guy knows he doesn't do it during the week, that would be the Heter. Aval mistoma, we don't just say, stami, don't do it. Because there are even chashu people who would tilt the candle during the cold. End of the day, he can't learn without it, so therefore he might come to tilt. However, if you skip down a line, it says, nowadays we do not allow this through Adam Choshev. Sometimes you totally forget, you get involved in the sugya, you're learning the Ian and you totally forget yourself, you come to go ahead and mimata. He says, however, if you also mitzvah the fact that you have a good candle, like a wax candle that you don't normally tilt, near day then you would not have to be machmer. This, once again, is not the best heter that exists. See, hey, bimedura. If you don't have a candle, you have a bonfire in okay, you want to read next to the bonfire, that's even worse. Even if you have 10 people around the bonfire, no one can read, even if they're learning the same minyan. Why? Because when you're leading by a candle, everyone has to sit close to the candle. You're close to each other. But by a bonfire, you got the Lag BaOmer bonfire going, everyone's sitting around, they're far away from each other. And therefore, one person's not going to see, Reuven's not going to see what Shimon's doing, Shimon's not going to see what Reuven's doing, there's no one going to be there to protect you. Therefore, since they're sitting rechoki mezazet, the oat, shezav zav no sa'udim smuchim lahem, and also the sparks of the fire are shooting at them, therefore, einzim akir kishabach haviru lahaviru lachtos. People are not going to be able to see each other, and therefore, you're not going to be able to pay attention if someone gets up to go ahead and stoke the coals. They're going to go ahead and try to get the fire better. No one's going to be paying attention to the other person. Therefore, a bonfire is not going to be a heter over here. Let's do a couple more over here. So, Be'ezrat Hashem, tomorrow we'll be Messiahim, Simen, Ayin, Reshe. Vav. Tinokel Shel Beis Rabin. The Mishnayis over there, Masechet Shabbos, talk about the Tinokel Shel Beis Rabin. They used to have Cheder on Shabbos also. So when they get to go ahead and have Cheder on Shabbos, then they open up the Sefer to read, it's going to Oran Air. That's not going to be good. So over there, it says the Mishnayis over there that Tinokel Shel Beis Rabin is going to be Mutter. Why? Because it says, Amos Rabo Aleim, because they're going to be of such fear of the Rebbe that's going to be in the vicinity. Therefore, we're not afraid they're going to come to head and tilt the candles. Okay? They're not going to be afraid because they're going to be have the Rebbe on their mind. Tinoko Shalbeis Rabin Karin Loranir, Munesha Amos Rabo Aleim, because the fear of the Rebbe, you see, the Rebbe's going to be presence. His presence is going to be there. The children are going to remember not to go ahead and tilt the candle. Once again, we're talking about right here that you sort of forgot what's going on, and therefore you're going to go into tilt. When you have your Rebbe there, it's the awe of the Rebbe is going to stop him from going into tilt. The Mishnah Berurah does have a machlokas over here between the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch and the Eli Rabba. Is this only if the Rebbe's in the room right now? What if the Rebbe's in the other room? Still, do we still say Amos Rabba Olayan? That's a machlokas brought down over here in Siv Katan Tezvav in the Mishnah Berurah. Zayin. Motorly cross bimamalikin lor anir. When we say Friday night, at least Nusach Ashkenaz bimamalikin, the second parak of Mishnayin Shabbos, bimamalikin, you're allowed to say that lor anir. Why? Sharehu maskir. Sharehu maskir is your Shabbos, ve'ech ishkach. Because you're going to talk about the halachas over here. The halachas over here that we're discussing over here of madlikin and what neros, what shemin you're allowed to madlik. And this, you can't light my, like this candle, this type of shemin because it doesn't light well. So therefore the mishnais themselves remind you of the halacha. And therefore, dafka b'madlikin, you're allowed to read next to the candles. Are you maskir? It's a Shabbos echishkach. And therefore there's no way of us thinking that the person's going to forget about this din. Similar to the rabble, we just saw by the Tinokos, you have the awe of the Rebbe upon you. So he says over here, the Machaber Sif Tes, Sif Ches, Noagin Likros below Yom HaKippurim Machzorim. Lel Yom Kippur, you can read in your masters, even though if you don't know the words of it's a one time, once a year, davening, you don't know it Balpe, you're still out of years, your master, Lel Yom Kippur. Why? Mimnesha Amos Yom HaKippurim Aleyev. The aim of the day itself of Yom HaKippurim, that itself, we're not afraid that someone's going to be Yata. So similar to the Rav for the children, the essence of Yom HaKippurim, the awe of Yom HaKippurim itself, that will stop you, prevent you from going in and tilting the candle. Now, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal points out, though, what about Rosh Hashanah? What about Rosh Hashanah? So you'll say, Rosh Hashanah, you're allowed to light candles. So it's not really a problem. That's true. But what about Rosh Hashanah Shechalios B'Shabbos? So it says over here, Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevinzal says over here, Aval B'Rosh Hashanah Shechal B'Shabbos, Osir. That's not going to be, not because Rosh Hashanah is less awe than Yom Kippur, which might be true, but that the awe of Rosh Hashanah should be enough. What's the problem? Apple Pisha Yomadin, you can't do it. Why? That time nation Rosh Hashanah Yontif. Since generally Rosh Hashanah is considered Yontif, and therefore Shemoter Lahatos, you're allowed to normally tilt the candle on any Yontif, including Rosh Hashanah. Over here, when it falls on Shabbos, Chayshin and Shema, Einu Zocher Shechal B'Shabbos. When it falls on Shabbos, you get confused between a regular day of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, and therefore we are makbid on Rosh Hashanah not to go ahead and do this. Last halacha over here. Leil Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. Leil Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos, which did not happen this year. We had Motzei Shabbos. We were close. Leil Pesach Shechalios B'Shabbos. Mutar likros ha'agadah b'seivi. You're allowed to read the Haggadah by the Or HaNer. We don't have this gezerah by reading the Haggadah. Why not? Mishum dehavi ke'ein rashi prakim. De'ein ama arach lo te'shgura b'fiv k'tas. I don't know if this is so true nowadays, but at least back in the day, even the Amoratzim knew the Haggadah somewhat. Everyone knows, okay, the Haggadah somewhat, that you're familiar with the Haggadah somewhat, and therefore, we're not afraid of Shema Yata. You don't have to see so clearly the Haggadah, because you can make out the words of the Haggadah, because you already know something's familiar with it somewhat, so the little bit of or that you'll have without tilting is going to be good enough, and therefore, Leil Pesach, Shechalios B'Shabbos, we're also not worried about Shema Yata, so we discussed a number of different heterim over here. Even, number one, the biggest heter we have is by oils that are not Shemayata, which gets us to Neir Chashmal, which basically allows us to read anything by our electronic lights nowadays. We also discussed the Heterim of when two people are discussing Thim Binyan Echod. Okay, Machlok is Mechaber Ramah over there. It's only one Sefer, even by two Svarim. We discussed there where you appoint a Shomer to watch over you, to remind you. Then also we discussed the Heter of Adam Chashuv. We discussed the lack of Heter of Medura, which is anti, then you don't have any of that term by Medura. And then we had discussed the term of Ema, okay, that we're not afraid you're going to come to tilt, either because the Rebbe with his Talmidim, or Yom Kippur with the whole Tzibur, okay, and then we had discussed the thing about and Haggadah of Pesach. Since people are familiar with it, we're not afraid that you're going to be Shema Yata. Adkan for today.